You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
All right, everybody, welcome to another episode of Views. Today is June 14th. How's everybody doing?
Great.
That's good.
Pretty good.
Man, good to be here. Last show, we were talking about UFC fighting and fighting in general. Today's main topics are going to be about relationships and businesses. So I think I'm going to start with you, Ashley. You have your own business, and it's super inspiring to me. That's why one of the reasons I started my business when I met you, what has it been, like a year ago, year and a half?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been a while. But we'll start with you. What do you do? What's your name? How long have you been doing it? Stuff like that.
Well, my name is Ashley Rose, mm-hmm. and I've been doing hair for 17 years now, but really getting into my grind, I would say about like 13, 14 years with extensions.
Right.
I was doing it in Beverly Hills in California for 2 years, mm-hmm. and that's what like launched this whole extension that I'm, you know, the extension situation cool. that I'm doing. I love it.
Yep.
So it's just transforming for women between if they have alopecia, coming out of chemo, mm-hmm. you know, you name it, it helps. So yeah, I've been doing that and it is awesome. And
how did you get into that? Like, what made you get interested in like hair and stuff like that?
Hair. Well, when I was a little girl, mm-hmm. 5 years old, I just loved hair. I just remember mm-hmm. just always wanting to do like my doll's hair.
Playing dress up and stuff like that.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. But my mom would take us to the salon to get my hair cut, mm-hmm. and she couldn't get me out. I was already sweeping hair, hanging out in the reception area, right. greeting clients, mm-hmm. and she was like, okay, it's time for you to, we're going to get our hair cut at home now. Mm-hmm. So she had a person come to the house because she could not peel me out of that place. So I knew. I was blessed to know at a young age, but... Yeah.
That's a good start. That's usually how it goes sometimes. Just got that automatic interest in whatever career.
It becomes easier when you have a passion for what you're doing. You
right.
know, it doesn't even feel like work. So for you to have that time put in, you know, 100%. That's awesome.
Yeah, you definitely got to love what you do, 100%. But what's the name of your company?
Well, I just label myself as Rose Capelli, and I work at VIP Salon and Spa,
mm-hmm.
Which I do not own, but I am my own free agent, I guess you could say.
Right.
So I have my own, you know, I come and go as I please. Mm-hmm. I do some newscasters on Channel 2 where mm-hmm. I have to go to another salon.
Right.
You know, it's just I'm all over the place, to be honest with you.
Kind of sounds like you're a boss, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it pretty much is. Like, you run your own business behind a chair regardless, and you're your mm-hmm. own brand as far as with hair. People got to trust you. It doesn't matter,
right,
you know,
yeah.
so.
You have your own clientele, basically. Like,
exactly.
you have your own trust and relationship.
Oh, yeah. If you look at my phone, it's mm-hmm. just like... All these clients are just like, what looks good? Would this look good on me?
Right.
Does it, you know, I'm like, are you looking at the hair or the face, Sally? We need to know.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, though.
It's
like,
good.
I didn't know that it's like independent. Now that I think about it, my barber, I'll text him like his personal phone if I want like a haircut or something. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
But on to you now, Jalen. Go over your former business and... kind of your new upcoming one. We'll kind of branch off into that one, but start off with your old business first though.
All right, so I had a cleaning business that I sat on and planned for 4 years. It was operational for 8 months. The problem was I wasn't really passionate about cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
I just looked at the fact that I could be a business owner with a low overhead
right.
going into it. So it kind of ultimately...
Right. And we've talked about that. Like, having a low overhead is always better for a business. Like valet, of course. We were talking about... what else were we talking about? Cleaning businesses, of course, obviously. And parking structures, low overhead.
Yeah.
So stuff like that. But yeah, how long did you have the business for?
It was operational for 8 months.
Okay.
So it kind of fell through a lot faster than I thought it would. But once again, that's because you have to have the passion for stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
You can't just jump into something thinking, oh, I'm going to make money off this. If you don't want to do it, you're not going to do it.
Right. That's true. And then how did you go about like your business plan and stuff? Like my business plan for Views and everything. Like, of course, I have a few different branches. This the cooking show is like in progress now and stuff like that. But how did you go about when you started the business? Obviously, you said the low overhead, that was a big part of it. But what else was, how did you go into it?
Well, there was a lot of, I don't want to say prank phone calls, but there was a lot of calling competitor companies mm-hmm. and just kind of gauging what their prices were, you know, based on a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom house. Mm-hmm. And we kind of used that and created our own price just under that,
right?
You know, to kind of balance it out. I really wish I would have put a little bit more time and effort into the beginning steps, because once we were rolling, we were just rolling, and we kind of rolled ourselves, you know, into a wall.
Yeah, but the business is still like, is it just done? I mean, you're done as a part of it, right?
Yeah, it is. Well, yeah, let me rephrase that. It is still operational. I just stepped away from it to kind of focus on other avenues.
Right. Yeah. So, as far as like business as it goes itself, what made you want to like branch off and stop doing like the daily job and become independent? I mean, obviously it was something you said you weren't totally passionate about, but what made you kind of step away? Was it just like, I don't want to have a boss anymore? Or was it just like, I want to do something different? What was it that kind of...
I think that was the biggest thing, is I wanted to be in control. Mm-hmm. You know, every job that I've had, I've always looked at it as, if I were running this company, how would I want my employees to act and react to certain things?
Right. Especially like viewing, like, a lot of people don't like their bosses, but I always think about that too. Like, if I was a boss in this position, how would I want my employees to look at me? If I was the employee, how would I feel about doing this action or that action? So that definitely plays a part in it too. Yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
100%. But what about you, Rose? Like, how did you, what made you want to start?
Ashley Rose.
what made you kind of just want to like branch off and do your own thing? I know you said you were working.
I just never did good with being told what to do. So bottom line, from like birth, I feel like I've just been
rebellious against.
Yeah, I don't like to be told what to do. So that's why I do well where I'm at right now, because I sounds really bad, but I do what I want, because I've earned it. Mm-hmm. I work my ass off.
Right.
And
you've been doing it so long. I feel like that's like,
I'm in it. Like, you know, my numbers talk. So it's, you know, like it's what it is. But that's what it is. I just don't want somebody to be micromanaging me, because I know where my passion and my heart is. So if I'm getting micromanaged and still doing what my passion is, I will look at Monday as a Monday. Because I just had this conversation with a client today, because I seriously can't tell you the difference between a Friday to a Monday, because I love what I do so much.
Yeah. And that's how it's supposed to be.
And that's it. And that's what it is. So, you know, it's a blessing. But
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it too. Because me and Jalen were talking about like where we work now and like what's going on. So like both of our sleep schedules is like super messed up. We don't totally love where we're at now, but we're trying to branch off and do other things. So yeah, that's one thing. So like I work at a hotel now. So
I was gonna say your sleep schedules, though, you said.
Yeah, sleep body.
Just wait till y'all have some babies. Then you'll know about the sleep schedule.
I can wait.
Tell you. And do.
Yeah, I babysit now, and that's enough for me. Because when they start, you know, acting a little out of control, you just, you know, send them off.
I think that's amazing that you do that. Because it's like prepping you for knowing what's up, you know.
And it's been about like 3 of them that I've not raised, but like they always come around my house and stuff like that. So it's always that. But yeah, my work schedule now, I'll work from like 11 at night to 7 in the morning. Then I have to come back in at 3 that same day and work. And it's like, I have to take an entire day to just sleep. Like the other day, me and you were talking, yesterday, we were talking about like how both of us haven't slept. Yeah.
Then when I do get to sleep, I oversleep because my body's not used to the time that I'm going to sleep. It's just, it's all chaotic. Yeah. But it's
all
over
the
place.
When you go there hard, you need a day of rest. Yeah. Like my husband is a perfect example. He goes so, I mean, literally, it sounds like I'm making it up, but 24 hours a day every day.
I know,
day.
Rob. Yeah.
And then every 2 weeks, I swear this man, he just drops. Like one day he's just done and he just sleeps all day just to catch up on everything.
I mean, you have to, especially like your mental state, it can only handle so much before your body has to like shut down and like reset, basically.
Yes.
You have to. And that's one interesting thing I think a lot of people should do as far as like starting their business. Like, be motivated. Like, if you're at work, don't feel like you're stuck in that position, because it's like, at a certain point, you just have to get out of that. Even if you're at work, you go on a lunch break, try to start your. Try to start your own business, or just jot some ideas down. It doesn't even have to be anything like spectacular, like, or reinventing, just like kind of do something. Cause a lot of people, like I said, get into this like routine. Like, I feel like me and you are kind of in that spot right now. Yeah. As far as you just go to work, come back, go to work. And then some people like complain about it, which of course everybody's going to complain sometimes, but you have to get out of that niche and out of that and just kind of start your own thing.
Yeah, but Devin, I got to chime in on that because everybody plays a part in the universe. So this is just my personal opinion, but some people love routine.
Yeah.
And that's perfect.
Yeah, that's the thing too. Yeah, it's no problem if you're just...
If you're not, like, if you are happy doing a in a situation where it's 9 to 5 or like nursing, for example, like, you know, they do 12-hour shifts 3 days a week and then they can be with their kids or do whatever they want the rest of the 4 days. You know, that's perfect because everybody plays a role. So
and everybody's not going to be like this huge celebrity or anything like that. That's a good
thing. It's not even that either, though. It is that, the huge celebrity thing. But even just owning, okay, like your cleaning business, there needs to be people that can work for you in the cleaning business. So we all play a role and a part for everything. So everyone puts, I just feel like the universe just lines everything up
for
100%. A reason. And, but if you feel like you're not happy, you're right, Devin. 100%. You're right. You got to figure it out. Like, what can you do to make the situation better?
Right.
100%. Exactly.
I'm glad that you brought up the routine thing because, like, it's really hard to operate without one, starting out at least. You need to have a set, somewhat of a set time and schedule in order to do things. Or if you just, you know, if you're just free falling, you're just free falling at that point. I feel
You get kind of lax and like you're not, like you said, not in a routine. So you kind of just like are all over the place and like, oh, I'll get to it eventually or something like that. But when you have a set routine, you can take this certain specific time.
I think it's more system. You got to have a system in play. Like, as routine, you can't say, okay, these are the hours I'm going to work, because that's not the way being a business owner works. You got to be systematic.
So elaborate on that. What do you mean systematic?
Systematic, like you have to have a system in place. So if, for example, so you own your cleaning business. So say somebody was wanted something done, or, you know, you never know can happen. Yeah. You have to be available at all hours. You can't have a routine that's 9 to 6 or, okay, I'm not answering calls after 7.
That's a good
point. Good luck, because you're going to get a bad review and then you're going to have a whole bunch of people see that and you're going to lose business. So how bad do you want that? But you were, you know, you obviously, it's not your passion, but just saying, like, if that was somebody's passion, it's a system that has to be put into play. And you got to work out iron the kinks out, because when you're a business owner or you're an entrepreneur or you are your own business personally, like how I am, I'm texting and talking to clients at 2 o'clock in the morning. So it doesn't matter. I mean, I'll be real with you. Where are we rated at with
the
show?
We can say whatever the fuck we want on the show.
Okay. So, I mean, I got strippers drunk as fuck texting me at 3 a.m. And if I happen to be awake, which I mean, I may or may not be, but I'm going to respond to them because they're going to book that extension.
Right.
Yeah. So you do what you got to do, but you have to have a system in play and balance. Balance is the biggest key that I think that as a human being, we all struggle with because everyone's balance is so different. Mm-hmm. There's no blueprint to say, okay, this is the balance. You have to have, you know, this, like, you know, this percentage to family, this percentage to work, this percentage to this and that, X, Y, Z. You got to figure out your own balance and perfection, which comes with experience. Mm-hmm. It just, like, the more you do it, the more.
Yeah. That makes sense, though.
But I'm
glad you brought that up, because like you were saying, like, if you're one of those people that are complaining about things all the time, then definitely I would say do something different. But there's always has to be people like the normal workers. Like, I know somebody who's been at the same job for 20 years doing construction. He's totally happy. He has time for his family. He talks about it all the times and he's super happy. Nothing wrong with that at all.
Yeah.
Because like I mentioned all the time, too, there's people in other countries and stuff that don't have what we have over here in America. They have like dirt houses and stuff like that, but they're super happy. Whatever, like you said, a system that you have that you're comfortable with, just do that. But if you want to like get out of that habit or whatever it is, go ahead and try to start your own thing or try to branch off and either work with other people or like start your own business.
I wouldn't call it a fear per se, but I know a lot of people just enjoy having the structure of knowing where their paycheck is coming from.
100%.
They don't like venturing out and saying, okay, I trust myself, I believe in myself, but I can also stay at this job where I'm making $20 an hour, and that's fine right now, and that's okay.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine, but I think it is kind of fear, because it's the fear of failure. 100%.
I do too. Yeah. The unknown is scary of what could happen. But if you are that type of person, then you need to keep working at that job. And then when you're off, you bust your ass and you do what you got to do to make and to get transition into where you're going. Because like my sister, my oldest sister, Jessica, she is a perfect example. She worked in HR for the Walgreens pharmaceutical company. She managed it. So she did all the hiring and the firing. And she's a very empathetic person. So it was a struggle for her every day. She like hated her job, but you know, my mom and dad wanted us all to go to college. Right. So she was a first. Mm-hmm. So she did it. She did everything that, you know, they wanted of her, all that. And she was miserable. Yeah. But on the side, she was doing photo shoots and doing anything with photography. She did like, I don't even know if you guys are even old enough for this, but what is it? Detroit Metro. I don't remember. It was like the old school, like, photography for the club scene. Yeah. Okay, so she started doing that. But do you want to chime in?
I was just trying to figure out if I knew what it was.
Picture this Detroit. That's what it was. Picture this Detroit. So she was doing that, and it was a blast. I loved it because I got comped in with her to do all, you know, we had a blast. But where I'm going at, she was pulling 90-hour weeks because her day job she didn't love, but photography. Mm-hmm. That was her passion. Well, she was one of the first boudoir photographers to run a company in Michigan. Now everyone's following her. Mm-hmm. Now everyone's following her footsteps and doing everything that she did. So
that's amazing.
But when I remember having all these conversations in the morning saying, Jessica, just quit your job. You got this. Like, you're so good at your photography that you do. Like, you will not skip a beat. So she worked it out, got a system down like we were just talking about, and she went on maternity leave because she got pregnant. Well, guess what happened? After maternity leave, when she went back, she didn't go back to Walgreens to her corporate job. She went into photography, started her own business, never skipped a beat with six figures.
There you go. Good for you, Jessica.
So I know, right? I'm beyond proud of her, but I'm just using that as an example because.
Yeah, that's super inspiring.
You 100%. Have to, especially for women. I mean, no, you know, like for women, it's just hard when you have, you know, stuff you got to juggle a lot of, you know, it's hard for everybody.
I see what you mean, especially women. Yeah.
So, no, not especially women. Just like when you're having a baby and doing all that stuff, I'm just excited that she was able to have the courage to do that. So she didn't skip a beat. She did it. So if you're willing to, if you know what your passion is and you're going to put those hours in, you know that's what's meant to be.
Right. That's what you're, that's you're meant to do.
I can agree with that.
And I'm glad you said that too, because like you said, you like said, no, drop what you're doing. You got this. You always need that extra, that right-hand man or right-hand woman to give you that extra push. Like, you got this, man. Come on. You can do it.
You're not kidding either. Yeah.
That's super important to have somebody in your corner like that, 100%. Like, me and you, Jalen, like, we're kind of, I'm kind of like an associate on his, like, business now. So it's like what he's starting. So it's kind of like that. Like,
yeah, and that's an idea that I've been sitting on since December, expecting, like, January to be like, all right, this is when we're rolling it out.
And then June. Because he would always, like, mention it to me. And then when he finally told me what the idea was, I'm like, Jalen, this is genius. You should definitely market this and get this out there. He's like, well, I'm like, no, dude, you got to go for it. So now we're trying to get everything in place. And it's...
So what lit your fire? Like, what made it start?
If you want me to be honest, I'm just not happy with where I am, knowing where I could be if I would have taken the steps to do what I needed to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, if I would have created the system, I could have, you know, been at least 10 steps further than where I am. 10 steps further is better than being right where I am.
Yeah, but systems come with passion. Like, if you weren't passionate about that at the with the cleaning thing, right? Like, it wasn't, like, your first go-to. Like, you like it and you enjoy it, but, like, you don't – that's not, like, your passion. Like, this sounds like it's your passion.
Yeah, this is much more passion. And I think there's also – or there was also a little bit of fear involved, too, leading up to the past couple weeks.
Well, don't you think it'd be weird if it wasn't?
Yeah, true.
I mean, that's where evolution comes. Like, we evolve, and that's where, like, if you don't have anything that you're scared of that you're conquering, then what are you overcoming then? Like, what's worth it?
Right. It has to be some type of challenge or some type of, overcoming something. Yeah, 100%. But with my business that I was starting, I was so, like, terrified. Like, even doing a podcast, I was like, I can never do this. And then I seen Rob, and he was doing his podcast, and it was so successful. Still, once I see him today, he's coming today, right? To come pick you guys up. Okay. So once I see him, he's like a huge inspiration to start a podcast. Joe Rogan is another one. But I was thinking, like, I can never do that. I can't go on live air and talk about anything.
But look at you now.
Yeah. I'm like doing it no problem. Not even nervous or anything. So just from doing that and then also trying to like say, oh, I'm doing a travel vlog and stuff like this. I'm like, I can never do that in a million years. But then once I overcame and like looked at the like numbers for it and stuff like that, and I'm like, this makes sense. Like financially and like me as a person, I'm just like an outspoken person. I like to go out, try different things and stuff like that. So it's the same thing with me. Just go out and kind of be adventurous with that.
And isn't it crazy that you're always your worst enemy?
Always.
Oh my God,
like
yeah.
It's not even that scary once you actually go out there and doing it. Yeah. You're like, oh, I'm doing it. This is okay.
Right. You know? No problem. Yeah. That's a weird thing how we always just, like you said, we're our own worst enemy. We always like doubt ourselves or some type of barrier where it's like, oh, I can, but it's like, maybe I won't.
Happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. We gotta get out of our own head.
100%. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a weird thing. But, me and you mentioned outside, off topic, kind of a little bit. I went on a date yesterday. Hadn't been in like 2 years. Super scary.
2 years?
Yeah.
What?
I know. People ask me that all the time. They're like, have you seen yourself? I'm like, I don't know.
I was say, I don't get it.
But yeah, it was, I hadn't went on that first date in like 2 years. And then we went roller skating, the first place you went to. I fell, busting my ass like 4 times. And she's just cracking up, having a good time. And then after that, we went to it was some restaurant down here, actually, in Royal Oak.
Okay.
I forget the name of it, but it was super fun. Super fun.
Where'd you guys go skating?
What is it called? It's Northland Roller Rink. It's
8 Mile Northland?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was still open.
Question. So how did you greet her? Like, how did it start out?
Okay. So like I said, I work in the hotel, and at the time, she was working there too, and I had met her maybe 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago for the first time, and then she was working at the cocktail lounge in the hotel. So like I said, I hadn't asked anybody out officially on a date in like 2 years. So
wait, okay, we have to rewind then. I gotta know how you asked her. Gotta hear this story.
Yeah, I kind of want to know this too.
So I came in, this was last Tuesday or something like that, and she was getting ready to leave, and then I was like, you need a key card made, because you all have to have key cards to get through the doors and stuff. So I was like, you still need a key card made? I know they didn't make it for you. She's like, no, it's actually gonna be my last night tonight. So I'm like, fuck. So I have to
pressure.
Yeah, it was on, and then I was super nervous. And I'm not really the person that gets super nervous. Jalen knows. I talk to anybody, do whatever. So this specific girl, she just like, I don't know, she just caught my eye or whatever. So she was like leaving out. She was like, all right, bye, see you guys. And I was like, hey, can I ask you something? And I just basically was like, this is super cheesy, but I think you're beautiful, and I would like to take you out sometime. And then she like paused for a second, and then she was like, oh, and then she was like, yeah, of course, I would love to. So nothing spectacular as far as the accent out, but yeah.
Yeah, super cheesy nonetheless, yeah, but it worked, so what can you do?
100% cheesy. And then,
okay, so fast forward to you falling when you were roller skating.
Yes, so I hadn't been skating in like 6-7 years, so it was definitely a challenge. It's not as easy as it looks, but that kind of goes in, like we were saying, with business. You have to fall a bunch of times to learn how to, you know, get up and get back on the skates and just keep going. But
I like how you made that go full circle.
Nice. Yes. But yeah, we were roller skating for like a couple hours. Then we were about to get ready to leave, and I was about to go home. I'm like, I'm kind of hungry because I hadn't eaten all day. That's why I told her, at least I had like a couple.
I'm going to say, you know, you did.
I had a couple little snacks before I went out. But went to this pretty cool restaurant. It was like a sushi place down here in Royal Oak. Super good. Like, I would go there anytime. I have to remember that. I have to ask her what the name of the place was. But, yeah. But what about you, Jalen? I know you had a couple dates or whatever recently, or no?
Not really. I've had friends that I've hung out with, and not, like, in a dirty way. I've just hung out with them.
Okay, yeah, sure. It's fine. You don't have to say it on air.
But it all kind of falls back to me not being comfortable with where I am. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not saying that I can't date while I'm building myself up and building this brand up, but I would rather put all my focus on that right now than to, I also don't want to say have any distractions, but in a sense, have any distractions.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. You kind of want to stay focused on whatever you're doing and stuff like that. But Ashley, how do you juggle, like, obviously you have a family and everything. So how do you kind of juggle that with your business? I know that has to be super hard.
Yeah, your plate's got to be full.
Me personally, like I said, I haven't been on a date in 2 years. So that tells you where I'm at on like the whole family process. But
yeah, we got like 3 plates full over here.
Yeah.
You just do it. Yeah. You just do it. Like I said, you know, my husband's picking me up, or not picking me up. He's literally, this is what we do. It's like a parking lot swap. So we see each other in the parking lot. We swap out the kids and he's going to do his thing. Like, we just support each other and we just do what we do. We just go
because cool.
It's a journey. Like, he has his own journey and I have my own journey, and we're both in each other's journey, but it's not our, like, everybody's life is their own journey. So we have to, you know, you when you meet somebody, I mean, and it evolves. You have different levels of stuff, and I'm probably getting a little too deep for you guys.
Oh,
but
no,
I will say one thing, though, that is beyond the truth, is that, like, if you just say you get married and you have almost a lifetime with them after that, you're married to the same person 7 times because that's how much you change and evolve and change and evolve and change and evolve. And you're either with it or you're not. And you can't change that person. You can't control that person.
Right.
You got to roll with it. And there's going to be good times, hard times. I mean, it don't matter. Nothing's picture perfect.
Right.
By any means, it never will be. But you just got to go with the roller coaster. But as long as you guys are on the same page and you're just rolling with it, it makes life so much easier.
Yeah. I feel like that's amazing because it's obviously, like I said, I'm not married or anything like that. But I understand, like, it's a work in progress. Like,
yes.
Because there's only so many conversations, of course, that you can have if you're married for, how many years have you been married?
It'll be 9 and together for 11.
Yeah. That's a long time.
But so, work, like, that's like, we love talking about work and business. That's like our common interest because when I got the job offer to move let me rephrase this. When I got the job offer in Beverly Hills at the Juwan Juwan Salon, I met him a month later.
Okay.
So I'm like, all right, just letting you know, we are not going to be together. Like, I got stuff going on and I don't care how serious you think we are. Like, my eye is on the prize. So, like, this is what's happening. And he's like, we're going to be fine. Like, no, we're not. It's not going to work. Like, I'm 21 years old, 22 years old. Like, no, don't think so. It's going to be fun. Single in LA, you know, right? But no, he made it work and it worked. And
that's cute.
I mean, he supported me more than my best friends did. So that's what was a game changer for me, because the fact that I found, like, he supported me more than family. I mean, literally my best friend from preschool, anybody, like, everyone. He was my biggest number one fan. So that was, and he only knew me for 6 months at that point.
Wow.
So.
That's amazing.
You know, he let me fly. He didn't hold me back. So that's huge.
Incredible.
Yeah, and that's how it should be. It's important for you to have that outlook on the relationship in the beginning, so that you can continue to grow
and build off of that. Yeah,
as you go on.
Nothing but, like, positive energy. That goes back to, like, having somebody in your corner like that. That's amazing. Because I never heard him, like, I don't think I ever heard him, like, say how you guys met or anything like that. Maybe he did, but I don't remember. That was a while ago. But that's pretty.
Yeah,
that's
the
pretty
way
incredible.
We met. No, yeah.
That's a different story.
Yeah, different story. But it was good.
Yeah, that's pretty cool though. But back to what I was saying about, like, the dating world. It's definitely interesting now. I know I'm a little younger than everybody in the room here, but like Tinder and everything. That's an interesting aspect. I don't go down that avenue though. I try to try to stay away from that.
If I was single, I think I would. Just to see it. What is it about? You know, like, all of it.
I don't know. I just feel like it's weird. Yeah. You're like basing stuff off somebody's picture. I'd rather meet somebody, like, in person organically. Yeah. And then two, I feel like a lot of people use that as, like, to be frank, it's like a booty call type of thing.
Yeah,
now, especially
but
Tinder.
I do have clients that got married off of Tinder, people from Tinder.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. But yeah, I think, and then me personally, I don't think I've dated anybody too, because everybody's older than me. So it's like, I work with, like, actors and stuff like that. I'm just being honest. I think I'll be 21 in September, but
I thought you were like 23.
Oh no, super young. Super
young. Yeah,
super
young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How old are you?
25.
Oh, you guys are both babies. Okay.
Yeah. But no. Everybody I talk to is like, if they're an actress or whoever I'm working with, they're usually like 24 on up, I would say. usually. And then they're just like, oh, how old are you? And I'm like, oh, I'm 20. Okay. End of conversation right there. So, yeah, that's why I've been single for so long, I guess.
I think also dating is kind of intimidating today just because you don't know anyone's intention. Like you said, with the Tinder thing, mm-hmm. I mean, some people could just, you know, want a one-night stand. Mm-hmm. Other people aren't looking for that, you know? So right. it's kind of hard to gauge
where everybody's, yeah, coming from.
It's been like this, you guys. I'm just going to tell you right now.
Really?
It's been like this since the end of time. The only thing is the technology has put it more for, like, in our faces.
So it's like more connection to different,
yeah.
more people, I would say.
You're just going to get called out on because homegirl's going to know, oh, I fucked him, like, you know, a couple months ago, just so you know, this is the size, this is what it's like, this is what you're getting into.
It's a lot of pressure.
Girl talk. But just saying, like, that would be what it is. But, like, now, yeah, y'all can't get away with nothing. So
that's pretty wild.
It's out there more, mm-hmm. you know. Yeah. And I'm sure, I don't know, but on the female end, I would imagine it would not be easy either. But
Why do you say that?
I don't know. I'm just guessing from what I've heard from you guys. It's just tricky. You don't know their intention. Yeah. And it's always been that way.
This is a
gold
question
digger
that I want to. Yeah, I hate gold diggers, too. We're going to get into that in a second. But why would you say, damn, I just lost the question. God damn it. Okay, we're going to gold digging, and then I'll come back to what I was just going to say. Okay, so that's another reason why I haven't dated, because a lot of people, like, I'm not going to say I make a ton of money, but for a 20-year-old, I'm doing... I work at a hotel. I do photography and video. So that's two, like, separate things I'm getting money from. So I never go up to a girl and if she asks me about what I do and, like, how much do you get from that? I never really say it.
Well,
I don't
want
her to,
if she's asking you that, trap her ass.
Yeah. I kind of, like, avoid or divert the situation.
No, that's not normal.
It's not?
No.
Not even close.
No, it's not.
Yeah. No, I try to avoid that at all costs, though. 100%. But yeah, what about you, Jalen? How's your navigating? Like, you don't use Tinder or anything, right? No?
Not anymore. I haven't used it in like a couple years.
Yeah. My friends, she's been trying to get me like on it like every day. She's like, come on, you're single, you're young. I'm like, I don't know. I think that's just like a fear of mine, like meeting somebody that I like and then they just like, oh, I just want you for your money or I just want you for this or that. So that's kind of like...
Can I ask a question? Mm-hmm. So you guys are trying to like, if you guys are going to connect with a girl, mm-hmm. you want it to be, you're done like with like one night stand situations. You guys are just like in it for a relationship.
Yeah. I mean, at least.
That's what I'm getting.
And then a lot of people find that weird because I'll be 21, but I'm 20 now. So
You're an old soul. Yeah. I can tell you that right now. Uh-huh. You're an old soul.
Yeah. I'm an old person in a young man's body.
I feel like my, like 21 to 23, 24, there was just nonstop drinking, going out, you know. So I've definitely gotten past that.
I think I've heard enough like horror stories too, where I'm just like, I don't want to go out drinking every night because I don't want to, you know, accidentally get somebody pregnant or do this or that. So I guess there's a lot of fears when it comes to that.
Yeah, right. I mean, outside of this building that we're sitting in right now, I've had plenty of nights walking down the street, like, oh, I gotta get home. Yeah. You know, it gets old, I guess.
Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah, I feel like it becomes like, I haven't done it, but I feel like that would just become really repetitive to me and I wouldn't enjoy it too much. And I want to, like, find that person now where I'm just like, oh, we do this and we do that and we have, like, the same interests. And even if we don't have something in common, I want to be, like, interested or fascinated by the stuff I'm not interested in. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but don't do expectations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're toxic. They are.
So I should try to lower my standards.
No,
sure.
I think you just need to just keep working on yourself and your business and what you want to do with you. And then you're going to just organically meet somebody that's on the same page because that's the way the universe lines stuff up.
Yeah.
Everything boomerangs back.
Yeah. I mean, Ashley, you're from here, right?
Yes.
And then you went out to Beverly Hills and met your husband?
Nope. We met here.
Oh, okay.
And then a month later, I met him a month after I had gotten the job offer.
Okay. I thought you were saying you met out.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said.
No, we were out there. Yeah, he, like, made it work because I was just going to be done. Like, I don't know because you're an old soul. But, I was just ready to live life and do it and enjoy it, and then he was in the picture, but it was just It was perfect. Mm-hmm. It worked out perfect. So
yeah, I feel like that's like what Jalen's going through now. When you were saying I'm trying to like focus on work, I'm not like talking to anybody. So you're like in that same like stage, I guess, of your life.
Yeah, when I got that job offer, I was in a very bad low. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd lost my grandpa. It was like a
challenging time for sure.
It was. There was a lot of things that were really. It was just hard. Yeah. A lot of stuff going on. So the timing of everything and the way things aligned, it was pretty incredible the way it all worked out.
Right.
Well, you talk, yeah. I mean, in the moment, you couldn't tell me shit because I knew everything, right? But yeah, going through the process. Yeah. And then, you know, there's lots, you know, life hands so many challenges. Mm. And if I could talk to my younger self, it would be what, you know, it's about the journey, but everyone says it and it's so fucking generic to me because yeah, we know it, we get it. It's about the fucking journey. Mm. But what about when the journey fucking sucks for a little bit? Fuck that. Yeah, like, yeah, I'm sorry, true. But fuck that. It sucks.
No, like you have to be able to like push through that. And I feel like when stuff gets like really challenging like that, it really tests like who you are.
Oh, I want to punch people and they're like, oh, just be confident. Look at the good stuff. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck you. You don't know what's going on right now. But then it's like hindsight looking back. Mm. Yeah, I needed to hear that. I was subconsciously taking it in, but right. I was just irritated at hearing it at that yep, day. But I was still taking it in.
But you need it.
But yeah. That's how I look at things like, because some people working at the hotel, they'll be like, Jalen knows. They'll be like assholes or dicks or something like that. And I'm like, maybe they're going through something. Maybe they didn't get the best coffee this morning or whatever. So I'm always giving people the benefit of the doubt because I know it's like, their journey might be different from mine. Their day might not be going as good as mine. And so I'm always considerate of that too.
But absolutely.
Yeah. It's always different for everybody, like you said, 100%.
Yeah, you never know what they're going through.
Yeah, that doesn't make it easy to deal with them, though.
No, hell not at all. No, it doesn't
Believe
make it.
Believe me, I know, working with women and having, you know, that really, yeah. I don't want to say too much because I don't want to disrespect any clients, but I get it.
No, I see what you mean. Yeah. And you work with a lot of different people from all over the world, all over the map as far as like their... whatever occupation, they come in from anywhere and you just have to talk to them. And I'm sure you had some interesting conversations in the in the chair.
I got to bite my tongue sometimes. Well, you know what? Anyone that sits in my chair knows, like, I'm not going to bite my tongue. Mm-hmm. So just, you know, like we can have free conversation, but right is right and wrong is wrong. So there's certain topics to not talk about. So, you know, we got that, but it's the entitlement that gets the best of me. Like, I can't handle.
Every time. That's the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you don't strike me as a person who, like, holds anything back. So, were you always like that? Or were you just, like, sometimes, like, shy? Or did you just, kind of come out of your shell? Or how did that work?
I kind of was born that way.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm getting it back from my daughter.
I'm trying to work up to that. That's my goal, to just like say whatever's on my mind.
Well, here's the thing. If you know that your intention is 100% good and you know you're a good human and you can look at yourself in the mirror at the end of the day and you can wake up and look at yourself in the mirror in the morning and you're going full-heartedly at 100%, you have talk, speak your heart, do it. Like, you're not coming from a bad place, so what's the problem?
I see what you mean, yes.
People are going to treat you on the way they feel about life. It has nothing to do with you. Like, the way people treat people has nothing to do with anyone else but themselves.
Right. That's true. Yeah. And then, I mean, I didn't grow up like in a like bad home or anything, but it's just like, I don't know, like I used to have a problem with public speaking all the time, but now I can obviously do it well now. But I'm like baby steps until like working up to my goals here. Yeah. So there's that. But let me see here. Did you guys, this is something I seen today. Did you guys see the Airbnb, like the new update thing?
Mm-mm.
This is what me and my date were talking about yesterday, like traveling and stuff like that. Because obviously.
So that date went good then?
Oh, it was the best date.
Yeah, you never finished that.
It was a good date. It's a good date. At least top. It was number one date I've had so far. And I've had quite
a few. How did it end? I forgot to ask you.
How did it end? So we left the restaurant. and then. Wasn't nothing crazy. We just like listened to music and we're like singing and stuff. And then went back to my place and that was it. Nothing.
So it was good.
Yeah. Didn't go back to my place in that way. No, she dropped me off. Let me be clear. She dropped me off at my home. And then when she left.
She drove.
Yeah, she drove. Oh. I had got a lift to the roller skating rink. Then we left there, took her car. And then after she left my house, I just texted her and was like, okay, let me know when you get home. Had fun. Thanks again. Have to do it again. Yeah. So that was it.
Well, it's so nice right. that you guys don't do the like the whole wait a 3 day or 2 day or no. whatever. Like I'm got a life wait. Is that still a thing?
I'm pretty sure it is.
Some people, yeah.
I feel like I haven't texted her all day though. Is that bad?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Hold on.
Just say I'm thinking about you.
No, but it went really, really well. Yeah. But what was I just talking about? Oh, the Airbnb thing. So we were talking about traveling and stuff on the date. And then I was like, oh, well, yeah, I want to travel here and travel there. And I just looked up today that there's this Airbnb called Airbnb Adventures. So you pay like $100 or something, and they'll send you out for like 3 days or something to like some like tropical place or like Dubai or something like that. I'm like, that's crazy. That's insane.
Wait, that's, yeah.
Yeah. How does that work?
Yeah, that I'm confused.
Yeah, I would love to.
I was waiting on you to finish that because I was like, there has to be more.
No,
that.
No, that's it. It was an article today, and I read like the full story. And it was just like you pay like this X amount, they'll take you out to this place, and you'll stay in like whatever home it is that they have out there. Of course, it's Airbnb, but then they have like these like whether it be like a wilderness like travel guide taking you out somewhere or whitewater rafting or something like that. So. That's that's insane.
For how much?
It's like $100 or something.
No.
Yeah. No.
They're going to gut you. Don't do it. Don't do it.
It's a trap.
Sounds like it.
But yeah, that's pretty crazy. yeah. How did your, that's a good question. How did your first date go with Rob?
Oh my God, I can't. I'm pretty sure I can't talk about it.
Not that one.
our first date, like our first date. Mm-hmm. Let me think. I don't know. I don't even know if I should.
Is it just like inappropriate? I mean, what is?
you know.
Okay, we don't have to get into it.
It was good. It was good. We had a good time. Like it was fun, but I wasn't a cuddler. So before I met him, I just wasn't I was just a player, I guess you could say. That was me as a girl. Like I was like the female version of a player. Uh-huh. So, you know, he knew it. It's messy. This is why I'm stuttering up on my words.
No.
So he was a first date. I don't even remember how it happened, but we met at the bar because, okay, so a friend that we mutually had, I wanted to learn how to like fade because that's when he owned the barbershop, when he owned Unique Barbershop.
Right.
And I wanted to learn how to do a really nice fade on for black guys and like do a good fade lineup, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And he was supposed to teach me. So my friend connected me with him. We were talking on the phone. We couldn't match up our schedules. It wasn't working. And then apparently I didn't know, but there was two of his friends that I was dating that he had met me, but I was super, you guys remember now, this was when I was like 20. Mm-hmm. So
no judgments.
Yeah. So, I met him, but I don't remember meeting him. Mm-hmm. And then we ran into each other at the bar, like fast forwarding it after trying to like meet up to
for the haircut. Yeah.
So, so we ended up meeting up for it, but nothing ever came about. He still to this day has not taught me how to do that, but we just kind of hit it off. But the first night, he was the first guy ever that I just talked to all night. Mm-hmm. And actually cuddled. That was an anti-cuddler.
Aww, it was one of those moments.
Yeah, but we literally talked until the sun came up and just connected really hard. But when we met at the bar, like this wasn't a date. We met at the bar and I'm like, your voice sounds really familiar because he has a distinct voice.
Yeah, Rob is definitely,
Yeah, so I'm like, your hair, Rob, aren't you? And he's like, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then the best part was this guy was buying me a drink and we're standing at the bar and I just see this guy like bend his head past everybody and wave his hand. And I'm like, ooh. Who's that? He's really hot. So after I got my drink, I like moved on over and like met up with him. And then that's how it all came about. And then it was like a night of cuddling and talking. And I'm just like, my girlfriend's like, you fucking what? You what? You talk to him all night.
This is so unlike Ashley. What is going on?
Right. Exactly. So the rest is history.
Yeah. That's not a bad story, though.
Not at all.
Well, I'm leaving stuff out. But, oh, okay. You know. Yeah. Okay. It was great, though. It was great.
What about, let's go to your one of your first or best dates that you've had, Jayla?
One of my best dates is really cheesy. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. I'm ready. I'm the master of cheesy, so nothing's going to surprise me. Okay.
We went to the zoo. This was like 5 years ago. No, this was like 6, 7 years ago. Jeez. Mm. Yeah, we went to the zoo, and her favorite animal was a tiger.
Oh, you remember?
Yeah, of course I do. Of course I remember, because that day the tigers were not out, and I was going to ask her, you know, do you want to be my girlfriend in front of the tigers?
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so that's, you know, that kind of threw me off a little bit. Dude, I was like 18. Of course it's cheesy.
Okay.
So how do you guys ask, though? Like, do you just straight up say, like, do you want to be my girlfriend?
I don't know, because I haven't done it in a while. I feel like now, like my last couple relationships, it's just like, yeah, we've been talking for a while, so let's just do this.
You're not really communicating. It just like becomes like a routine. Like if you go on like, let's say, 5 dates, and then at that point you're just texting every day.
But you just make the assumption that you're monogamous then?
Basically. How it goes now. That's not what I do. No.
I mean, I would need the talk. Like,
well, my last relationship, she was around my friends, and I said, yeah, that's my girl. So later that night, she was like, so when you said I'm your girl, like, you meant,
it.
And I'm like, yeah, you know, that's what I meant. So that's kind of how that started.
That's interesting.
But yeah, that was, at 18 was probably the last time I said, hey, do you want to be my girlfriend? Because that just sounds so.
No circle, yes or no. Yeah. Just kidding.
Pretty much.
I remember though. I've done that once though. That was so embarrassing. So I think it was my sophomore year. She was a freshman. And I had passed her a note like, oh my God, what did I say? I said, do you want to go out with me or nah? Like actual N-A-H.
Oh my God.
I had like circle yes or no.
Oh my goodness, that's great.
And then like she just started laughing, and then she like went out the classroom, showed her friend the note, and then they started laughing. And then afterwards she was like, yeah, it's fine. I was like, yes.
She had to put you through that torture of watching her and her friends laugh at her.
Or she just went out there to be super excited and she didn't want you to see it.
Yeah.
Played it off too.
I doubt it was that one, but
yeah,
it's super cheesy. But yeah, me personally, I would never like assume just like we're going out and ask her, like we have to have the talk, I guess.
Yeah, well, like if monogamy is like a big deal.
Yeah.
I also, I mean, I feel like there's a difference between from a girl standpoint and a guy standpoint.
Oh,
like,
hell yeah.
If a girl's like, so are we dating, you know, the guy, then 9 times out of 10 is going to say, yeah.
Yeah. 100%. The girl's gonna have.
Whereas
a little.
you go the other way around. It's like, I'm not sure on you.
We're not exclusive yet. Yeah. No. This isn't what you think it is.
And that's not to say anything bad.
No,
it's just, you know,
that's just how the cookie crumbles sometimes.
Cookie crumbles. Yeah. It does.
is that accurate? Because you're a girl, so you would know like what girls think if like a guy asks you out. Like, are we exclusive? How does that usually go for most girls? You would know.
If you guys ask if we're exclusive, well, it depends where she's at. If she is, she'll tell you. Mm-hmm. Or she'll probably be the one to want to bring that up.
But that's the problem with a lot of guys, though, is that a lot of guys will not be ready for it, but say yeah, just because they don't want to stop what
they
have.
And they shouldn't.
Yeah, exactly.
They shouldn't do that.
I mean, honestly, I'm not going to say any names, but like, I have a girlfriend that he was so honest with her, and it was just like, I'm not ready. I'm not there yet. Mm-hmm. And she waited a year. Ooh. And she is not a walkover. Like, she's not a pushover, nothing like that. But she waited. And when he said it, it was like he meant it 100%. And they're happily married. They have a child now.
Wow.
And she was like, I can't help but respect that because I've never been with a guy that was like, no, I'm not ready. And like, how can you just.
Super honest.
Yeah. It's like, if it's real, you're going to respect that.
Yeah. That's another thing. That's what I was going to ask you like 10 minutes ago. Why is it like a thing for guys to be the first one to ask all the time? Like, that's a lot of pressure.
To ask out?
Yeah.
I think, I don't think, is it like that still?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
It's very upsetting.
Well, yeah, I guess I can kind of understand that. I don't know. I'm different. If I don't want something, I'll get it. So, vice versa. But it goes vice versa. You know, you just. I don't know. I mean, if a guy ain't interested, he's not interested, like, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's like a self-love thing, you know, and self-confidence, which I think goes with humankind, like all of us.
But it's funny, though, because I know girls who, like really like this guy, but she's like, no, he has to ask me out. Like,
well, I mean, if you guys really want to go far back, like, in time, men are hunters and women are gatherers, so it makes sense. Men will hunt what they want.
Yeah. I guess it goes down to, like, the primal instincts, I guess.
Yeah.
Is that, okay. Huh. That's an interesting way to look at it. But yeah, it is a lot of pressure for me, especially being like 20. Like I said, most of you guys talk to are older. It's like, it's ridiculous. But
well, maybe you need to go down and be like, hit up on an 18.
That's the thing, though.
Yeah, that's like, not your
most,
taste.
No, because like you said, I'm an old soul. So like most of the people I talk to, if they're younger than me, they're like, I don't know. They're just like, don't have their stuff together. Not
no,
like
I get it. I've yeah, always it been that sense. Way.
I don't
I've
know
always
how to explain
been
it.
Into like
and it sounds like hypocritical because like
5 to 10 years older is my go. Like I get it.
It sounds hypocritical because I'm like, oh, I won't date a younger person, but I expect the older girl to date me. So it's like, I don't want to be hypocritical in that sense. But most of the time, if they're like 18 or 19, it's like most of the time, nah.
Yeah, but it might not even be the age thing. Mm-hmm. You know, if you found someone with your mindset, your mm-hmm. age, you know, right. you guys would click like that.
100%, yeah.
You know, you're not the only old soul in the world.
Mm.
You get
in Michigan, maybe.
No doubt. Yeah, I get it. I get what you're saying.
Yeah. But it's always that aspect. But
it's hard.
It is. But yeah, we talk about this all the time. Me and Jalen go back and forth like, oh, we're single. How is this gonna work? But
I hate always saying this, but like mm-hmm. the millennial situation.
Oh my god.
There's a thing
don't
to
put
it
me
though.
In a box.
No. I'm saying like not everybody, but mm-hmm. you deal with that. Like that's gotta be hard to mm-hmm. deal with. Like for you personally, from hearing like what your need like what you mm-hmm. look for in a woman.
Yeah.
That would be hard because you're mm-hmm. like not like a stereotypical yeah. millennial, not mm-hmm. all. I'm not saying all, just mm-hmm. a stereotype of it is hard.
No, I see what you mean. I was kind of kidding, but
yeah,
at the same time, I'm okay with like being single at the same time. I don't have to have like that other person. Some people are like, I think that's why a lot of my friends are on Tinder. They like have to have this person, like they need that.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of like independent too. Like I've been single, like I said, for a while now. So it's like, I don't have to have that other person like to, balance out all the time. I like know myself. I know like my habits and stuff. I have like my own system as far as like what I do when I do work and stuff. So yeah. What's your system like? You have one as far as like,
well, as far as what dating?
Like, yeah.
I don't know if I really have a system. Mm-hmm. I think I've gotten, comfortable mm-hmm. being single. And understanding that there's so much more to the world mm-hmm. than just Oakland, Macomb, and Wayne County.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah.
You know, so I could mm-hmm. I could be traveling in a random state. I uh-huh. could be in Nebraska and
right.
meet a girl that I just fall head over heels for, you know?
Right, that's true.
So, like, I don't want to just keep myself in this bubble mm-hmm. of Michigan.
Yeah, 100%. Because you always want to, like, no matter how old you are or whatever, you always want to keep, like, growing as a person. I feel like everybody kind of strives for that. So that's why I want to like go and travel to like learn different like cultures and stuff and like yes. bring some of that back yeah. with me. It's kind of the, what is that old saying? Glass half full or half empty. I keep mine at like half full so that way I can like, if I meet somebody, they have like good attributes or something, I'll take that from them, pour some in my cup and like keep going and just do the same thing. Like anything bad, I'm like, okay, I don't need that in my life. So kind of bring, and that's the thing too. I have to like cut a lot of people off at certain points because it's like, yeah. you're not.
That's hard.
Oh, it's definitely hard. Yeah, one of my longtime friends, actually, I won't say his name, of course. Most of my friends know what I'm talking about, but I had known him since like sixth grade, maybe. And then he was like supposed to be working with me on my show and doing this stuff. And then he just kind of got like, oh, you're not a real friend. You're not this and that. And I was like, what are you talking about? I'm giving you rides every day. I'm paying for your gas money. I know you're going through stuff. And yeah,
yep.
I was like, okay.
And
I'm not one of those people who even like, like brags about anything. So it was like hard for me. Like, why is he acting like this? So it had to be like jealousy. But like I said, if I'm talking about something, some people think like, oh, he's bragging about what he does. I don't really care. Like status wise, I don't have like that ego problem at all. Like, cause I don't care about money really. Like when I was younger, I had like anything I wanted and stuff like that too. And then like a few years ago, I kind of got like it switched up or whatever. So I know like I was still just as happy as I was when I had money without. So that goes back to what I was saying, like people like live in dirt huts and stuff and they have like nothing and they're still just as happy. So I don't have like an ego problem, but me and him like fell out because of whatever. So I was just like, okay, I'm not talking to you anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, that goes back to like people, the way they treat you, it's all on them, mm-hmm. like how they feel
right.
about themselves, you know?
Yeah. It's all full circle.
Yep. It's always a good reflection of how they care about themselves, you know, how they are
basically
with you.
Yeah.
I, you know, that's why I try and be as genuine as I can as yeah. a person.
Mm-hmm. And I hear a lot of times, like, I don't know if it's true or not, but like they say your friends become you and you kind of become your friends, like as far as like personality or, you know. Yeah. Yeah. Is that true or is that just me like making something
Absolutely.
Up?
I would say that is very much true.
It is. And depending on who in your circle is and, mm-hmm. you know, but yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. I was blessed enough to find like my girlfriend from preschool. We mm-hmm. are best friends still to this day.
Yeah.
And me and her are like soulmates. So we've done a lot of like, we are like a marriage ourselves mm-hmm. basically because we're in it for the long haul. But
yeah, that's a long time. Love, preschool.
Oh my God. Gosh. Yes, it is. Our kids yeah. play together now, you know, like it's a big deal. So when you want to see other women, you don't look at women as competition. So I don't mm-hmm. know how men look at each other, but for women, I know so many women that look at other women as competition mm-hmm. and we're not. And it's like, once you get past that point, you can admire like other people's achievements and how well they're doing. Mm-hmm. And it's just a good place to be in. Yeah.
I find that with not a lot of women, but quite a few women where it's like a competition every time. Like she has these heels on, so I have to go do this or do that or out do
well that is kind of like, okay, where are we going, are you dressing up or not, like that's different. That's different.
But like even like life stuff, like if one of my friends, she just got this new promotion and her other friend was like, she was talking to me about it and she was like talking shit like, oh, she thinks she's this and that. I'm like, she's got a promotion.
That's not
what
the way to be.
No,
it's not. And I learned that when mm-hmm. I moved out to Cali. People that I were friends with from second grade, mm-hmm. it was so hurtful mm-hmm. how unsupported I was. Like I even had family members that didn't go to my going away party. Mm. You know, it was hurtful. It was a big life lesson for me. Mm-hmm. And it was still, though, you know, keep your chin up and just keep going because, you know, I'm following my heart, my journey, my path. It's mm-hmm. mine. No one else has any power over that but me.
Right. Yeah.
And that's it wasn't easy. So,
yeah.
And in a sense, that motivates you, though. Like, okay.
Oh, hell yeah.
So that's how you guys really feel. All right, let me show you something. Mm-hmm.
100%. And that goes back to like doing your own business. Like you're like trying to outshow the doubters and stuff too. So yeah, that goes into that too. But with guys, I feel like, I don't think we're that competitive. I don't think. What'd you say?
I kind of think you guys are, but
well,
I don't know.
Some people in Rob's case, if that's what you're talking about. Rob is a very competitive person in a good way though. But
say, I guess it depends on the circumstance.
I guess.
I don't want to say competitive. That's a bad word, but you know, just your own goals and going and, you know, yeah. Right. Like a setback is a motivation, like to go harder.
Right. Yeah.
That's what I think I mean by it.
I don't know. Guys are different. I think we're just more, I kind of got your back. I don't know. It's weird with guys. That's a tough one.
Like, what do you mean?
Yeah. Where are you going with this?
No, because it's like you were saying, like a lot of girls you talk to, or we were saying like girls are more like, not competitive. What's another word for it? Like, I don't want to say haters, but they kind of like, if you're going up on another level, they kind of hate on you. Guys are, most guys are like, oh, good job, man. I appreciate it. Let me know if you're doing this or doing that kind
of. But do they genuinely mean it? Because a lot of girls do that too. Women do that too. I don't want to say it's like.
I think that goes both ways.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it is looking at each other competitively or like, you know, like, oh, I'm not doing that well. So. You know, I don't know. Like, it's a jealousy thing at the end of the day.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, and I hate that too. Like, me personally, not to say anything or brag about me personally, but I'm not like a jealous person either. Like, if my friend who is starting a business, he's doing like his own like chef thing. I'm like super supportive. I've like told other people about it. I'm like, yeah, I know this guy. He's doing this and doing that. I don't have that, and I feel like more people should be like that. Like, don't hate just because somebody else is doing this. Or
it should never be a situation where you're hating on mm-hmm. someone, but it's okay to you. I feel like it's okay to use that mm-hmm. as a personal motivational tool, mm-hmm. obviously.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'll do that 100%. Like,
but you should never downplay their success, you know, because you don't know what they went through to get there.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, I would agree for
very
sure.
Very true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think we'll get ready to wrap it up. I think it was a good all around thing about relationships for sure. But the next show is going to be, of course, 2 weeks from now. And after that, we're going to be switching to every Tuesday. We're going to have a show every week instead of doing every 2 weeks. So that'll be a big switch up, going to the big leagues here. Just trying to get more content out there. I'm definitely going to start promoting more. I just posted, I tagged you in it as well, Ashley. Start posting more, doing this and doing that. And starting Facebook, like I would just suggest it before we started here. But yeah,
keep posting, keep consistently. Sharing stuff. Yeah, you have to be consistent.
Because like I think I get into a point where I just like, get lazy, kind of, and I'm like, well, I'll post tomorrow and I'll do it the next day, and I feel like I can't really do that if I'm trying to actually promote, which I know I can. I've talked to Rob about promoting. He's like, I don't know how he's a genius at marketing, but he is. So
it's his niche for sure,
100%. But yeah, we're gonna call that a wrap.